Welcome to the Workplace Chameleon. This is Dr. Selena. I am thankful for you. Today, I want to explore the gap between where you are and what just happened. Whatever that change is going on in your day, your life, how do you understand what that space is, that change that just happened? How do you process it? And what is the choice you make in the moment to keep where you are or cross the gap to where you need to go? I want to talk about that choice. I was recently reminded that change is hardest when we're not ready. So when something happens to us and we now have to cross that gap from where we are to where we need to be, that space, we might adapt quickly and then maybe it hits us, the shock. We might do what we need to do in the moment, but then when we have time to think, we need to process it. But what does that space look like? And how much harder is it when we're not ready? So what is the opposite of not ready? Well, it's ready, but what does that look like there? When you're standing on that cusp, but you didn't know it was a cusp. You're just cruising right along, and then something changes. Something you might have known was coming. Maybe that makes it easier. A surprise, something that shocks you. Now you are landed on a cusp and have to decide what comes next. We've talked about being resilient for years and much of the organizational discussion, and especially within the helping professions. By defining that ability to bounce back, to be able to thrive during uncertainty or unknown, even could be defined as surviving a crisis. I think we've come to some new understanding in the research in recent years that it doesn't have to be crisis-based for us to be able to demonstrate resiliency, because many of the things happening to us in this space and time isn't just one event. It's the cumulative effect of smaller things building up. And when those have built up over time, that's where in previous episodes, I've explored the gap of heavy weights. How do you cross that gap when you feel like you're carrying, whether it's legacy or memories or hurts in an organization? It's hard to picture moving forward. And so I've said, you need to set them down. What is it that's going to help you cross that gap without so much weight on you? Okay, so if we're not carrying the weights, what are we doing? If we're ready, what does that look like? And it probably looks more like building muscle. So we know in weight lifting, you build some muscle memory. Even in other physical activities we do, our bodies respond. And when we build muscle memory, we're more ready to navigate what's next. So I've been looking around at a lot of the research that helps us understand change readiness, because we know change is going to continue to happen. We know that some of it's slow to move, fast to happen, and everything in between. We know that there's change we like and we don't like. There's change that helps us do what we do better in our teams and companies. And there's other types of change that hold us back. What are the skill sets that we as leaders or team members need to build every single day to be ready or more resilient when something comes and we have to adapt? Some of the things that I've been picking up out of the research and see in my day-to-day work with companies is that drive. What is our motivation? Are we clear on our purpose? Who do we take care of? How do we serve? What do we produce? Why are we? So first, I want you to think about Why are you? Why are you in business? What is your purpose? We hear other people explain this as, what is your why? But to be more change ready, we've got to be clear on that drive and that motivation, because when things get tough, we've got to be able to buckle down. And it's that drive, motivation, our clear purpose or position of where we're going that's going to help us stay focused in those moments. Okay, well then what else? One of the other patterns I see is openness. When we're locked down, when we shut out, change is way harder. How do you practice openness? Well, some people would say take a different route to work tomorrow. Try a new hobby. Learn something that you've never done before, which is always an amazing process. And I was recently reminded of this in a conversation. She said, what has been so amazing about taking this new volunteer role on is that I've had to learn something new, and how that just shapes and changes our mindset to be a learner again. And while we can say we learn something every single day, have you intentionally built a new skill set? That's how we create openness, by testing our assumptions, by learning something new, by changing up a way, a process to practice being open. Okay, well, then what else? With that purpose and that openness, we also have to be flexible, adaptable. We have to practice options. I run scenarios all the way along. Well, if this happened, then A, B, or C. Well, if C happened, what about E, F, and G? Well, if G happens, now, granted, some of us can scenario plan until like we get nothing else done, but it always helps me see options. If I take this from a leadership coaching standpoint, how might I help someone else on my team learn to be more adaptable? Well, when they come in and say, oh, this isn't working, I'm not sure how to do this, I wasn't expecting this, sometimes too many options can be overwhelming. I might, in that coaching moment, present some options like, well, I've heard you say this, and this is one option. What could be another option? And they might hem and haw for a few minutes because it's harder to think about stretching that muscle a different direction. And they might say something like, well, I suppose we could. Okay, now we have option one. Then we have option two. Well, I suppose we could. Is there any other scenario here that you could see possible? Well, and maybe we exhaust it and we just really have those two options. So out of those two options, what might be our best choice? What might be some unintended consequences or something that comes out of that that we need to plan for? Or if we did add another option or two, what could they be? I think about those coaching moments where it's so easy to get overwhelmed with both all of the options or not feeling like we have any options. Because there is also, with change readiness, a tolerance that has to come for living in the unknown. Oh, I struggle with this. How about you? When we're waiting for medical results, when we're waiting for news from a loved one, when we're waiting, right, we have to be okay sitting in that gap. And that is such a hard space to be. Many of you who are fighting medical challenges, maybe you are waiting for news about a job or waiting for an update on something that's really important for you. This piece around tolerance for the unknown. So let's think about what that may mean. Do you get impatient when there aren't clear answers on something? Or do you get frustrated when you just can't quite get something in focus or get a grip on something? I have to think about impulsiveness. Now, in my world, I deal with a lot of impulse moments. And so when I want to be more open to unknown, or I want to be better with ambiguity, I have to test out when something is unclear. I have to hold back that impulse to clarify right now. Like, I have to make this phone call. I have to send this email. I have to send this text message. I need clarity right now. When sometimes the universe is telling me to sit with it, because when I sit with it, I will process it differently than if I had acted on that impulse. Now, interestingly enough, for me, while I'm pretty, I'm okay sitting in that gap a little bit, there's just some things, like if somebody I care about or a project that I've got a lot of investment in, when those hot buttons happen, my openness to unclear goes right out the door. How about you? Yeah. So what else could we think about with this? Interestingly enough, when it comes to this openness with change and the okayness with ambiguity, one of the other factors that often we look at is, are you able to leave something unfinished? Okay, I know some of my best supporters, my listeners, you come to this podcast, and I happen to know a few of you have a hard time leaving something unfinished. Now, if you ask me in my household, they'll tell you I leave stuff unfinished around the house all the time. That seems to be my space and the tolerance for the unknown. When is it going to get done? When will it be finished? That's another way to think about being open and ready in the space between here and there. Certainly another one is resourcefulness. Do you know what you've got access to? Many of us love being a connector, and we know how to access our networks, or we know who to tap into when we need resources. And when change happens to us, we have to tap into those resources. I want those relationships built before you have to tap into them. So what are your resources for different types of change? Who do you call? What do you access in order to adjust better in that space? Now, there's two interesting other themes that come up as part of this being change ready and building that muscle memory of resourcefulness is mindset. Do you believe you have the opportunity, the resources, the skill set to move from here to there? So many times I hear moments of defeat from companies right now, not seeing something in the future that is going to shift this current environment. And I know this might sound way too overly optimistic of me, but I'm still stuck on it. What would happen if your team right now believed that it had all the resources necessary to take care of business, to take care of whatever your team is responsible for? And I know I've mentioned that in some recent episodes, but if we don't believe, if we're not optimistic, or that last one I was going to mention was confident that we can get through this gap from here to there, we're not. We won't. Change is hardest when we're not ready. And the way we get ready is by building muscle. And muscle in times of change comes from our drive, our sense of purpose, our openness to discovering and learning something new, even when it's hard, our ability to flex or be adaptable, our ability to sit with the unknown and be there, our network, our resourcefulness, who we have access to and what we need. And do we believe we can do this? Are we optimistic about the future? And do we have the confidence to make it happen? I think there's many layers of conversation in that, because confidence and optimism and openness and adaptability might be hardwired into us with some DNA and personality. It might have evolved with us because of life experience and choices we make. it might have been determined for us in some ways, or at least impressed upon us, maybe by systemic barriers, things that hold us back that were not of our making and something we so strongly desire to change. So if we think about that for today, when we're not ready, change is harder. So how can we be more change ready? How can we prepare our culture and leadership for the unknown? We have to be able to make and remake organizations. How do we build our networks so that we strengthen our connections by being really intentional about building healthy, quality relationships? How can we train people in our companies to scenario plan, to be aware of the situation, and then identify next steps? When can we support innovation and creativity so that we can test ideas out? I want us using good planning strategies and being proactive in our processes to break down silos so we get more cross collaboration, leveraging our knowledge and knowing what we don't know. That even includes, I've spoken a little bit in the past about knowing how we'll make decisions. So when a change happens in our team, in our company, whose call is it? When do we pull everybody together to make the decision as a unit, maybe through consensus, sometimes through a vote? Or when does that decision responsibility get carried by a person or persons, because that is their role or set of responsibilities? Okay. So what is one thing right now you could do to become more change ready? Is it you need to build a relationship or two this summer, in the next few months? Is that trying something new or learning something new so you flex that adaptability muscle? What could you do for others to coach that? Is it that they need some help from you to find ways around obstacles? Have they lost the vision? Do they see problems as opportunities? Do they look for great ideas from anywhere and not just get locked in for, well, we don't know, or I can't find a solution to this, and they need to stretch their thinking in some new ways? Do we focus on our strengths, not our weaknesses? Do we second guess ourselves? Okay, what can we do in the next few months, the next few weeks, and even today to be more change ready? Lifting that weight, doing some reps, building weight. So I go from 5 pounds to 10 pounds to 15 pounds. Little by little, what is your change ready plan? On behalf of the Workplace Chameleon, learn something new today, smash mental health stigmas, and make good choices. Until next time, this is Dr. Selena.